You know, they say we die twice. Once when the breath leaves our body, and once when the last person we know says our name.
Uncommon amongst uncommon people. They would get there and he would be shooting baskets in the dark because they hadn't even turned the lights on yet. He'd be there an hour, 2 hours before everybody. That he would show up at these practices. Everybody would be at breakfast and he would show up with ice on his knees and he was fully sweated out. Like he'd just done 3 hours of working out before anybody did anything.
We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger.
Basketball immortality for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Rest at the end, not in the middle. And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end. But for me, that time is not now.
Lower Merion High School.
My next dream is to be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of athletes to have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never ever rest in the middle. We're not on the stage just because of talent or ability.
If I can work that hard every day, what would my career be? And I made a promise to myself from that day that I was going to work that hard every single day so that when I do retire, I have no regrets.
If you love something, try to get it.
If I could work that hard every day, what would my career be? And I made a promise to myself from that day that I was going to work that hard every single day so that when I do retire, I have no regrets.
Kobe Bryant from Lower Merion High School in Pennsylvania. On their return, Bryant again going to work, falls down. Again, he's struggling.
Using the darker emotions, anger or resentment or frustration and sadness, and using that as a weapon.
Uncommon amongst uncommon people.
We were never satisfied, never finished, we'll never be retired.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard. Those times when you stay up late and you work hard. Those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream.
Hell, this guy did it. He went and hit the free throws and then he walked off the stage.
My next dream is to be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of athletes to have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never ever rest in the middle.
Yesterday was supposed to be a celebratory day, and then we got tragic news about Kobe Bryant, and everything changed in a second. And that's what I want to talk about. Life is short and it's fragile, and we don't know how many birthdays we have, so we don't have to have a birthday to celebrate. Just celebrate life. And if you haven't told someone you love them, do it now. Do it. Tell people you love them. Call your friends. Text your friends. Hug them. Kiss them.
More importantly, he was an amazing dad. Amazing husband.
Who dedicated himself to his family and who loved his daughters. All his own.
No one knows how much time we have. That's why we must live in the moment. We must enjoy the moment. We must reach and see and spend as much time as we can with our families and friends and the people that we absolutely love.
You're not in competition with anybody but yourself.
We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves.
To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim.
What's hard is going, yo, yesterday, I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened for me. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to work harder. That's the hardest thing in the world.
If you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking.
There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment.
I tell people, don't ever seek comfort. Seek clarity and seek improvement. You need to be tested. That term agitation is excellent.
Because I'm talking about my life.
You have to take full responsibility for everything that you do.
If they decide to push through it, push through it.
I think you're supposed to seek lessons, and you're supposed to seek difficult tasks and accomplishments, and through those things, and through doing things that are hard to do.
Winners win, and losers lose.
You must be the master of your own kingdom.
I'm saying, start to learn the mind is powerful. It's powerful, man. It's unbelievable.
Sometimes the first step is the hardest.
If they decide to push through it, push through it.
You have to learn, what do you want in your life? We have so much influence coming at us that we are so lost. We don't know what we want to do because we don't spend enough time with ourselves.
In order to be world class, and I made a decision, I want to be world class. It takes such a desperate, obsessive focus.
Practice is controlled failure. You're getting to your limit, getting to your limit, getting to your limit. You can't lift that. You can't do that. Until you get to the point that all of a sudden your body makes the adjustment and then you can do it.
I don't have enough because it's not over.
Ever judge you off is your effort.
I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of The Silver King's War, a podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. Stanley L. Silverfield, a first lieutenant in the United States Army Air Corps from Birmingham, Alabama, rode in the nose, the greenhouse of the famed Martin Marauder. You can find The Silver King's War wherever you listen to podcasts.
See what's out there, when you see where people are really gaining wealth and knowledge from.
The easiest thing I've done was to get out from under the labels and to live the life that I live. The most difficult thing I've ever done was to believe that I can do it.
LBs, anything move, we knock out. We control this. We run this. And anybody come in our house, they get dealt with.
Work through the weakness. Fight through the temptation. Hold the line. Hold the line. Maintain the discipline. It is not easy, but it is worth it.
Every single person who has ever done anything worthwhile or exceptional or difficult or extraordinary, everyone encounters difficulties. There is no easy road. It does not exist. It is impossible. Everyone has issues. That is what makes you a person. And those difficult moments are what build your character.
Open heart surgery, dying three times on the operating table, CT. What motivates you? Your story motivates me. Your story motivates me. The stories of extreme will. Don't use overtraining as your excuse not to push yourself to your absolute limit. People that came through something or circumstances that they were not supposed to go through, they just ain't supposed to be able to do it. But he did it any goddamn way. It's impossible. I've heard that so many times. It's just impossible. Can't be done. Orville, Wilbur Wright, I know they had to hear that. Fly? Y'all crazy. You're supposed to fly, we have wings. Roger Bannister. I'm sure they told him it couldn't be done. They've been saying it couldn't be done for years. No way he could run a mile in under 4 minutes. Roger? Roger said, fuck y'all. And politely took his crazy ass out there on the track and did that shit. It is impossible until some crazy son of a bitch has the audacity to believe that no matter what the expert or the doctor says, I can still do that shit. And if you don't believe it, just sit your ass down over there and watch me do it. You don't believe. My favorite story, Olympic story, is not of, I love boxing by the way, but my favorite Olympic story, I don't even remember the lady's name, but I remember her act. She was a marathon runner. And it took her so long to finish. Lights was off, stadium was almost vacant. Everybody was leaving. That lady finally came in. She got about 25 yards from the finish line, and she fell. She fell down. Ran 25 miles, over 25 miles. Last 25 yards, she fell. And there was no crowd there to cheer her. Everybody was gone. And they ran out to assist her. And she shooed them away. Oh, hell no. I come too far. I work too hard. I am going to cross this finish line under my own power. And that lady took that one good arm, she had one, and she drug herself across the finish line. How do you teach that? How do you teach that? That's my mission, to be able to teach people that kind of will and desire. How do you teach that? How do you teach people to not look at something and say immediately, because the appearance, I can't do it, I give up, before they even attempt it? Oh, that's overtraining. Simply because it sounds like more than I ever done before. I can't do that. I won't even try. I won't even try. I give up before I even try. No. Oh, I tried, but I fell short. I tried my best, but I fell short. Is there victory in that? Goddamn right it is. Anytime that you give your best effort, that you give everything that you possibly can give, there is satisfaction in knowing that I did my absolute best. I did all I could do. There's victory in that. There's satisfaction in that. Have you ever went out for something or tried to do something, and when you got home quietly in your room, you knew that you had that much more that you could have gave, but you didn't want to look ugly in the face because your girlfriend was looking, or your boyfriend was looking. You didn't want to frown up like that and look, embarrass yourself. So I held back a little bit. Then you know that in your heart, you did not give everything that you had. And you don't know if nobody else knows. You don't know. Oh man, I could have done a little better than that. I could have tried a little harder. And if I had, I promise you that you would have been satisfied with your effort. Effort is so important. It is so important, the effort that you give. My last competition, I was unsuccessful in my attempt, but I consider it my greatest competition. Why, CT? You didn't get it. because the day before that competition, my doctor looked me in the face and he said, if you go out there and you try to bench press 705 pounds, it's gonna kill you. Your valve is too weak, it'll be too much of a strain, it will explode right there on the stage and you're gonna die in front of all those people. That's my doctor told me that. And then he asked me, Mr. Fudger, are you still going to compete? And I looked at him like he was a fucking fool. Are you crazy? I have trained my whole life for this. I have devoted my life to this. This is the reason for my existence. This is why I am here. And you asking me if I am going to compete? He looked at me like I was crazy. I'm looking at him like he's crazy. Of course I'll compete. And if I do happen to die on that stage tomorrow, then you know what? So fucking be it. So be it.
I've had some failures in front of a lot of people, but I didn't mind that because you grow from that, you know?
I think part of learning is dying. I think part of learning is you gotta die a little bit. Because what is learning? Learning is me giving up on my old ideas. Those ideas have to die for me to be open to some new. And so me learning how to be a better man, I had to die a little bit.
Make mistakes, but don't regret them. Learn from them. Because regrets are the hardest things to carry when you get older.
I have spent my whole life scared, frightened of things that could happen, might happen, might not happen. 50 years I spent like that.
I came to realize it's that fear that's the worst of it. That's the real enemy.
Get up. Get out of the real world.
You only have to go to work on yourself to make yourself more valuable.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. People change so that you can learn to let go. Things go wrong so that you can learn to appreciate them when they're right. And sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together.
Trust your gut. Trust your instincts, because that instinct is who God made you to be.
There's one place that all the people with the greatest potential are gathered. One place, and that's the graveyard.
You say you want to be great, let your actions, let your words display that. If you say you really want to be elite, let your actions and let your words display that. Every single day, do you dominate in what you do?
In this life, you can do what you put your mind to. And if you continue to put your mind to it, the game opens up new levels. You get a new level. And each new level that gets opened up, you're able to adapt a different mindset and a different approach. You can stop at that level, or you can go, I want more levels. Don't let life you up. It's yours. It's yours to drive. Get up in the morning, write down what you're gonna do in a day. Be happy on your way to your job, even if you don't like it. You gotta be happy on your way to happy. Don't think you're gonna get there and be happy. You carry yourself with you.
When times get harder, go harder. When times is great, go even harder. Don't stop.
I'm not stopping. That's on everything I love. We're too blessed. We're very blessed. We got life and God is great.
Every possibility is surrounded by obstacles and challenges. You got to get through the challenges to get to the possibilities, but it's worth it.
I've been high up on the mountain. I've been blessed, but that's a slippery slope, and it's lonely up there.
Happiness is not something you postpone. Happiness is not something off in the future. Happiness is something you design. Got to get the word. Happiness is something you design. Happiness is a study. Happiness is a practice. Happiness is an art. It's not an accident. It's an art. And anybody that wants to can study, practice the art of happy living.
Those who have swords and know how to use them, but keep them sheathed, will inherit the world. But the young men really need to hear this more, I think, is that you should be a monster. An absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
It can be wobbly. The world has changed. What is our role as a man? You know, the universal stems from the specific. Where's your soul? Where's your heart? Where does it start? Do you want credit for it, or do you want to see the other person do well?
Where you remember that there's a world out there trying to tell you who you are. And there's a world in here that's trying to tell you who you are. Now, where do you want to put your eggs? Because the world outside is very noisy and very tempting and has all the razzmatazz, has all the tinsel and all the glitter. It's got all the toys. But that's because you don't think you're enough in the first place. If you don't think you're enough in the first place, the whole idea of the world to sell you stuff is, first of all, they have to make you feel bad about yourself.
Money doesn't make you sophisticated. Only study and practice makes you sophisticated. Only study and practice makes you cultured. And only study and practice makes you happy. Study and practice makes you rich.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generational. And there's a lot of people listening to this that bill has been passed on from generation to generation, and you are holding that bill right now. And somebody in some one of your generations has to pay that bill off in order for the generation to move on. And the only way that bill gets paid off is you got to be willing to make the hardest decisions.
No one dies unexpectedly. We all going to die. But I'm here now. I'm not going to focus on when I'm gone. I'm going to focus on what do I do with what I have.
To the pessimist, the glass is always half empty. To the optimist, the glass is half full. Why would the same measure affect people two different ways? Answer: it all depends on how you look at it. Our lives are mostly affected by the way we think things are, not the way they are. The way we think they are affects us most.
So own the game, accept the rules, and move on into the rules. So the world will try and tell you who you are, and you have to tell yourself who you are. And there's this ongoing battle. And somehow there needs to be a reconciliation between the two. But in the end, you've got to have all the eggs in your basket.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. Don't listen to nobody, homie. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
No matter how many times people put you down and write you off in life, never pay attention to it because it doesn't mean anything. Anything is possible, no matter where you are in your life, how dark of a place you're in. You should never let anybody crush your dreams, because anything is possible.
Sometimes you have to be a lion so you can be the lamb you really are. I talk like a lion. I'm not afraid of any of you. When it comes word to word, I will gab with the best of them, just so I can chill and be me.
You gotta be careful how you fight your fight.
Because by the way you fight your fights will be the way you live your life. All your mistakes, everything you get to make you successful and to make you fail them, will do the same to you in life.
Understanding self-worth is the beginning of progress. Self-worth should be easy. If one of us can do it, all of us can do it. If anybody can think it, we all can think it. I can read, you can read. I can understand, you can understand. From where I came from, change from pennies to fortune. Change from nothing to something. Change from broke to rich. Anybody in this room can do it. If any of us can do it, we all can do it. That's the kind of value you should place on yourself.
The challenge makes us a better person. You and I are better not because our life has been easy. You and I are better because life is challenging. I teach constantly that everything worthwhile is uphill. And when you wake up in the morning, you should be looking uphill. You should be looking at those challenges that are before you. Don't take them on all at once. Today, just pick out one. Just pick one. And today, start conquering that challenge. You will feel so much better because you were made for that challenge.
Man, life's short. Go harder than you did last year. Whatever you thought you did, it wasn't enough. And enjoy it even more. Go harder and find a way to enjoy it. That's when you master the game. Push yourself them extra reps. Go harder. Have that extra 2 meetings that day. And find a way to enjoy it.
The story they sell themselves on. Everyone's got a story. And everyone wants to tell you their story of how bad they had it, how hard they had it. They don't realize that they still hold the pen. There's thousands of empty pages still in that book that they can rewrite that story. But we have to let go of the pages that others have written in our book and realize we got this pen. And we can start writing how the story looks from this day forward. But what's stopping them is the work that they haven't done.
Life change does not start with inspiration. Life change starts with education. You've got to be educated to the point of where you might have messed up.
And we all have this feeling that I came into this world. Now it isn't true. You came out of this world like a leaf comes out of a tree.
If you want to be wealthy and happy the rest of your life, just learn this lesson well. Learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job.
Don't die with your music still in you. Some of us hear a different drummer, and we must march to the music that we hear. All of you have some music playing, and all of you have a heroic mission. There's no accidents in this universe. We all show up here with a purpose. All of us feel something. Too many of us are afraid to listen to that music and march to it.
If you want to know something about yourself, sit on your bed one night and say to yourself, my life is not everything I want it to be, and perhaps it's not everything that I need it to be. And by need, I mean my life is so unbearable that the suffering that's attendant upon that has made me nihilistic, cynical, bitter, resentful, homicidal, unable to have a good relationship, prone to punish people for their virtues because of my jealousy. These are problems, man. And you ask yourself, you sit on the bed and say, okay, man, I'm ready to learn something. What's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong that I could fix, that I would fix? You meditate on that, you'll get an answer. And it won't be one you want, but it'll be the necessary one.
Live your life the way that you want to lead your life. What you focus on the longest becomes the strongest.
If you think that you understand Brahma, you do not understand it. have yet to be instructed further. If you know that you do not understand, then you truly understand. For the Brahman is unknown to those who know it, and known to those who know it not.
Your current reality doesn't control you. You let current reality control you. Just absolutely refuse to let anything control you except yourself. See, you think these things are controlling you. They're not controlling you. You're letting them control you. It's a terrible mistake.
Whoever you are, whatever that music is, however distant it may sound, however strange, however weird others may interpret it to be, don't get to the end of your life and know that you're going to leave and not have it played yet. Don't die with your music still in.
When you're in that place where you're acting in the proper manner and you're facing things courageously and you're speaking the truth, you're imbued with a sense of fundamental meaning. And that meaning is the antidote to the catastrophe of life. You have to have that meaning, because otherwise your life is too dark and too dreadful, and it will corrupt you.
And one day, you'll be sitting in the dark like I was. And you're going to be asking yourself, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? But in that moment, I want you to remember the power of you. I was going to sit in that failure and give up. Or I was going to make a decision to step out of the darkness. You see, when you're in that darkness, you want to sit there and wait for the light to come. When you're in that darkness, it feels uncomfortable, but you can't wait and sit in that darkness. The only way out is to step forward, to face your fears, to become your own light.
The first way to get focus is to find purpose. The way to find purpose is you must identify what it is that you have to be purposeful in. When you are struggling with what to do, who you are, what's your next move, you are in an identity crisis. You are struggling with just who you are. See, you have not discovered who you are. You have to discover who you are in order to move you forward.
You have the power, authority, and dominion to handle anything that life throws at you. Don't buy into the distractions and the negative conversations. And don't allow other people's failures and setbacks distract you. Stay focused on your strength. Answer the call on your life. There's a reason for you being here.
What you run away from, you'll always have to go back and deal with. When you stop running, God steps in and gives you power, favor, ability that you've never had. When you deal with what you know you need to deal with, there will be a grace to do what you've never done.
If we accept our responsibility to ourselves and to other people and to our communities, and we lift that load up, then we live lives that are meaningful, and that stops us from being corrupt. It provides us with a medication against catastrophe. And it also practically improves the world.